I'm confident that it's going to go a long way, and these guys are going to play every night out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you think about the additional to the league? But obviously, in the big picture, it's a good thing if you have strong teams, but it makes it a little tougher.
Well, I mean, we joked about it immediately that it's great for the conference. Probably not great for coaches, you know. But, you know, if the ultimate goal of every coach in our league is to for postseason play, well, to have to win 12 games to get to postseason, or somewhere around there, by adding a couple top 50 RPI games, I think that gives you a little leeway to say, you know, now we don't have to win every single time you play. I think it's great for the conference. Then we, you know, we ended up getting a really good TV package out of it. Our conference has moved to the Barclays Center, which I was just down there, is phenomenal. I think it's going to even increase exposure. And then, you know, VCU and Butler are two teams that have been in the Final Four. I mean, like the epitome of coaching. And what you have now is you have a bunch of coaches in the league that are like kind of withstanding the test of time. I'm hoping to be one of those guys. You have two new guys that have turned down, like, not just good jobs, but great high major jobs because I think they got great situations. You got schools that are committed to basketball and budget and travel and that stuff. And, you know, now we have really some top basketball teams in our conference, which makes us, we'll see. I mean, I think we could have anywhere from the fourth to the seventh best conference in the country on paper. But now if you play those teams and they come to the Mullen Center or they go to Hinkle Fieldhouse or they go to Temple's home arena, you know, that's different than having to go play all those teams on the road and at neutral sites, you know.
Sure. What would you say about the health of overall the New England college basketball season?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I think it's good. I mean, I you know, there's teams that have rebuilt and are rebuilding. You know, a couple guys are in the same phase that we were a few years ago. But in general, I think we got a bunch of coaches that are here for the betterment of their school, the betterment of basketball in the area, and are doing it the right way. And I think that's what we, you know, as Massachusetts guys or people that live in this area, that's what you want to see, people that are competing at a high level, their kids are playing at a high level, they're doing it the right way, they're taking care of business, and, you know, they're all kind of on that same trek, you know. Some are a little slower than others, some are faster than others, who knows, but I think they're all on a kind of an upward trajectory right now. You know, we saw what Harvard was able to do last year. We saw what, you know, Boston College starting, and they're kind of moving forward. Coach over at Holy Cross, I mean, BU, Northeastern, you know, they've all had. So I think everything's moving in the right direction as a whole. I don't follow them, like, all the time, so I can't tell you exactly. But, you know, I'm kind of locked in right now on the Mullen Center and what's going on. But, you know, I do root for those guys when we're not playing them because I'm a New England guy. You know, I was born here. I lived here the majority of my life. I like to see teams in this area do well.
Long day for you.
So. I'll tell you what. What he was able to do is borderline amazing. I mean, the national championships of, you know, growing up of where UConn was and where it's been able to get to. You know, to do what he's been able to accomplish. The thing that amazes me almost as much as the national championships and the NCAA tournaments and the wins is how many NBA guys he has. I mean, he's got to have the most or the second most NBA players in the history of the game. And to be able to recruit those kids to Storrs, Connecticut, which is a nice place, don't get me wrong, but it's not Duke, it's not North Carolina, it's not Kansas. You know, I think he should go down as one of the legendary coaches, not of our time, but maybe of all time. And, you know, as a young coach kind of coming up, obviously, we look to what he's been able to accomplish and respect everything he's been able to do, not only at UConn, but also at Northeastern at one time.
So he kind of helped in the Wooden and Smith.
He's you know, I'd hate to put anybody in the same category as Wooden, Smith, and those guys because, you know, they're legends. But he's either there or nipping at their heels, one of the two. And it's a different day and age with, you know, the amount of money that a lot of these BCS schools have put into their programs from their football stuff to, I mean, he's had to take on a lot more programs that have wanted to be good in basketball. I mean, you see, you know, schools like LSU jumping into the Final Four back then, and Ohio State's really committed, and Florida, you know, so it's a lot more schools than maybe even back then that were committed to basketball. Oh, no, I thought it was mine.
Like all these tobacco farms, there's nothing there.
Well, the school committed to you know, the school committed to, like, making the university look a certain way, and you know.
That must have been a tough sell early, anyway.
Well, the Big East was kind of on the rise, too, all at the same time. It was a kind of a good storm, but he, as you know, to get kids from all over the country is tough. You know? I don't know where they fly them into, Hartford, I guess, right? You know, some of those other schools, I don't know what their situation was, but you know, those schools were flying kids in on private jets, you know, at one time. I don't know if they do that at UConn, but before the rule changed, you know.
You don't have a private jet?
We'll get one out of Northampton, man. The guy, he pedals to get it going, and then it just it takes off.
One time when I was broadcasting football in the 80s, the alumni ran the network, and they chartered a twin-engine plane out of Northampton Airport.
Really?
Yeah. My girlfriend, who's not my wife, was not real happy.
That's something I'd look into someday, because you can get to, like, New York in 45 minutes, you know, you're right out of